Title: Suspended Cords in Atmospheric Jungle Advanced. All right, let's build that foggy, unresolved jungle harmony that sits under fast breaks without getting in the way. This is an advanced composition lesson in Ableton Live, and the whole idea is simple. Suspended chords give you emotion without spelling out happy major or sad minor. They're perfect for atmospheric jungle because they leave harmonic space for the bass line to define the mood, and they keep the track feeling like it's constantly hovering. By the end, you'll have three musical layers working together: a wide evolving pad that's mostly sus chords, a stab layer that punctuates the groove, and a resampled Atmos tail that glues the whole scene together. Then we'll map it into a clean 16 to 32 bar section with proper tension and release. First, set your session up like a drum and bass producer, not like a film composer. Tempo goes to 170 BPM. Then make a few groups: drums, bass, music for pads and stabs, and effects or Atmos for the background stuff. And here's the move that keeps you honest. Drop a break loop in right now, even if it's a placeholder. Write harmony in context. Jungle harmony is all about sitting behind drums. If you write your chords in silence, you'll almost always make them too big, too bright, or too low. Now, quick theory, but only the useful kind. Suspended chords work by replacing the third of the chord with either the second or the fourth. Sus2 is scaled degree 1, 2, 5, like D, E, A. Sus4 is 1, 4, 5, like D, G, A. No third means no clear major or minor. That ambiguity is the vibe. In atmospheric jungle, treat sus chords like harmonic fog. Your bass line is the thing that decides whether it's menacing, uplifting, or melancholic. Let's pick a key that plays well with subs. D is a classic, so we'll call D the home bass, but we'll avoid landing on F too much in the pad, because that's the minor third and it makes everything feel resolved and chordy. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip for the pad, and let's build a small chord pool you can reuse. D sus 2, D, E, A. D sus 4, D, G, A. C sus 2, C, D, G. G sus 4, G, C, D. And for a darker color, a BB-ish sus shape, BB, C, F. Don't worry about the label too much. In this style, voicing matters more than the chord name. Here's a solid 8-bar progression that stays unresolved on purpose. Bars 1 to 2, D sus 2. Bars 3 to 4, C sus 2. Bars 5 to 6, G sus 4. Bars 7 to 8, D sus 4, and do not resolve it. Let it hang. The resolution in jungle usually comes from energy changes, drum edits, and bass movement, not from a perfect cadence. Now sound design. Make a MIDI track called PADSUS and load Waveedable. Start with something broad and simple. Oscillator 1. A saw or saw-ish shape. Oscillator 2. A sine turn down low, just to give a little body. Add unison, 4 to 8 voices, and don't go insane on width yet. Set the filter to a low pass. 24 dB is fine, and bring the cutoff somewhere in the 300 to 900 Hz range. You're aiming for present but not bright. If you like a faster workflow, you can use Ableton's chord MIDI effect. For a sus2 generator, you'd add plus 2 semitones and plus 7 semitones. For a sus4 generator, plus 5 and plus 7. A slick advanced move is duplicating the pad track, one preset for sus2 and one for sus4. So you can swap harmonic tension instantly without rewriting everything. Now build the pad chain so it survives under breaks. First, EQ 8, high pass aggressively, usually somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz, and go higher if your bass is heavy. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 450. If it's fighting your snare crack or hats, shave a little around 2 to 4K. This isn't about making the pad sound amazing solo, it's about making it feel expensive in the mix. Next, chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode, slow rate, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, small amount, and widen it. This gives you movement without obvious wobble. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate. Decay somewhere like 4 to 10 seconds, but keep it dark with a high cut around 5 to 9K. Add pre-delay, 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the pad doesn't smear right on top of the drum transients. After reverb, put an auto filter. Yes, after reverb. This is a control move. Low pass 12 dB. Cut off somewhere in the 1 to 4K range, and automate it slowly so the whole pad reverb cloud breathes as one unit. For modulation, go slow. If you have the LFO device, map it to Waveedable's filter cutoff at something like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. That's like one cycle every 12 to 30 seconds. Subtle. You can also use autopan super slowly, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, tiny amount, just to keep it alive. The goal is movement without calling attention to itself. Now, the advanced part, voicing. This is where jungle producers separate themselves from I learned piano chords energy. Under 170 BPM breaks, dense block chords usually sound amateur because they eat the mid-range. So here are the rules. 1. Keep root sparse. You often don't need the root in the pad at all if the bass owns it. 2. Use open voicings, spread the notes across at least 2 octaves. 3. Keep the suspended note, the 2 or 4, in a noticeable mid-high register so the suspension actually reads emotionally. Try this D-sus2 voicing, A3, E4, and then maybe D5 if you want, but test it without D entirely. If your bass line is hitting D in the sub, removing D from the pad makes the whole track feel like it's floating, but still heavy. That's a very real drum and bass trick. And here's an extra coach move, think center note rather than chord name. In fast jungle, the ear grabs onto one or two prominent tones, so pick a guide tone and keep it persistent. In D, the note E is perfect because it's the sus2 color. Hold E across multiple bars while you change the other notes under it. That's how you get continuity without needing a lead melody. Also, avoid rewriting chords as totally new shapes every time. Do voice leading edits. Duplicate the MIDI chord, then change only one note. For example, keep E and D the same and move a down to G to slide from a sus2-ish feel toward a sus4-ish tension without a hard reset. That kind of minimal motion sounds expensive. Now let's add stabs. Make a new MIDI track called SUS Stab. You can do this with Simpler by resampling your pad, but we'll go stock synth style with Operator for a clean, classic snap. Set Operator to a simple algorithm like A into B, A into output, or keep it basic. OSC can be sine for purity or saw for bite. OSC B can be square or saw, just quieter. Then shape the AB envelope, super fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's a hit, not a held chord. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Add saturator on it, analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then auto filter with an envelope. Set a bass cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz to 1.5K, depending on how bright you want it, then use envelope amount around 15 to 35 and decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. That gives you that classic stab bloom without beating harsh. Rhythm is everything here. Put stabs on offbeats or in the spaces after snares. Think call and response with the break, and do not leave all velocities the same. Vary them. Even a simple range like 60 to 110 makes it feel played and alive. Here is another advanced detail. Micro timing goes on the stabs, not the pads. Keep pads stable and on grid so the atmosphere feels like a scene. Then nudge a few stab hits a tiny bit late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little drag is where swing lives in jungle, without making the whole track feel sloppy. Next, the big atmospheric payoff, resampled tails. This is how you get that ghost harmonic trail behind the break sound. Create an audio track called PAD Resample. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the pad track. Record 8 to 16 bars of the pad playing. Then start mangling. Try reversing sections. Turn on warp and use complex or texture mode. If you use texture, experiment with grain size around 80 to 200 so it smears nicely. Now put hybrid reverb on the resampled audio and go longer than you think. Then use freeze briefly. Capture a moment of harmonic smear. Then resample that freeze into a new audio clip. This is basically printing your own atmosphere. After that, filter it hard. EQ8 high pass around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10k. This layer should be quiet but present. Think background air, not a main instrument. If you want it to feel pro, make sure it's mono compatible. Wide, pitchy tails can cause phase weirdness. Keep it controlled. One more sound design extra. If you're tempted to boost highs on the pad to get air, don't. Instead, create a separate noise layer. Operator noise or wavitable noise. Band limit it with a high pass around 2 to 4K and a low pass around 8 to 12K, super low level. Then sidechain it harder than the pad so it breathes with a break. You get air without hiss and without destroying your snare. Now we've got layers, but we still need them to fit under drums. Pocketing time. Put sidechain ducking on your pad group. Classic method. Compressor with sidechain input from the kick, or even the full drums. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds so it breathes with tempo. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want the pad to step back when the drums hit, then swell between hits. Cleaner method, if you have shaper, use it. If not, you can fake a rhythmic duck with AutoPan. Set phase to 0 degrees, rate to quarter notes, and adjust amount. It's not identical to sidechain compression, but it's tight and musical for grid-based pumping. Now let's arrange this into a 32-bar atmospheric jungle map that feels authentic. Bars 1 through 8, intro atmosphere. Pad on sus 2, filter mostly closed and slowly opening. Maybe a little vinyl noise or ride texture, and you can tease a few ghosted break slices, but don't fully drop drums yet. Bars 9 through 16. Bring in the main break. Add occasional sus stabs. And here's a pro move. When the drums arrive, automate the pad filter slightly down, not up. You're making room. The energy comes from drums, not from brighter pads. Bars 17 through 24. Tension section. Shift emphasis from sus 2 to sus 4. Same world, more bite. Let your bass do darker movement under it. And if you want menace without changing the chords, let the bass briefly touch the minor third, F, as a passing tone for an eighth or a quarter note at phrase ends. That authenticates the mode without turning your pad into a sad minor chord. Bars 25 through 32, release and drop support. Reduce pad density, fewer notes, more space. Stabs become more of a rhythmic hook. Bring in that resampled Atmos tail way in the back so the track feels huge, but still clean. Automation is what makes this feel like a record. Try pushing hybrid reverb decay up into transitions, then snapping it down hard at the drop. Automate EQ mid dips when other elements appear. And do slow filter drift across 16 bars so the pad evolves without needing a melody. If you want an arrangement upgrade that really hits, one bar before the drop, do a harmonic blackout. High pass the pad way up, like 600 Hz to 1K, and kill the reverb send. It's like an inhale. Then at the drop, restore the body and the space, or even bring it back two bars later for a delayed exhale. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't let pads be full range. They'll murder your bass clarity. Don't keep resolving to thirds. You'll lose the suspended mood. Don't change chords too often. Jungle can live in one emotional area for a long time. Don't use bright, long reverb that washes the snare. Use pre-delay, high cut, and ducking. And don't go super wide in the low mids. Keep lows mono. Keep width higher up. Before we wrap, here's your mini exercise. Make an 8-bar loop at 170 with a break, a simple rolling bass on D, and your pad. Write two versions of the harmony. Version A uses only sus 2 shapes, version B uses only sus 4 shapes. This audio version is shortened for playback.